U.S. Senate candidate on the Republican side. He's also state Senate president. Chuck Morse from the Salem area joins us, GMI Studios. Senator Morse, good morning.
Morning, Jack.
I hope you had a good weekend. I know you're in this race. You've been in it a little bit now. One of your Republican challengers, Kevin Smith, jumped in Saturday, Don Bolduc. But you've been in the race, probably focusing on your own race, which is understandable. One question I wanted to ask you, Senator, is why did you decide to make the run for the U.S. Senate? There was quite a lot of good talk that in speculation, if Governor Sununu did not seek a fourth term as governor, which we now know he is, that you would make a run for governor. Why the run for Senate? You know, two different missions there, as the governor cited his reason for not wanting to go to Washington. Why does Senator Morse, Concord Senate president, want to go to Washington?
Yeah, I think I took my time and I went through that decision, and it was pretty clear that Washington's a train wreck and it needs some common sense, and I think I can offer that. I think, you know, everything we're doing here in New Hampshire are lowering taxes, reducing the burdens on small businesses. That's the blueprint we should take to Washington, and I can deliver that.
Now, Senator Hassan, if you become the nominee, she's the Democrat incumbent. She's well underway raising a lot of money, but she had been a governor, you know, local office holder like yourself, and now she's in Washington. What do you think she's doing right? What do you think she's doing wrong?
Yeah, I think Maggie Hassan has sat on the sidelines and watched the liberal wing of her party take over Washington and try and remake our country into something that, quite frankly, people don't recognize or want. I mean, it's pretty easy to see what's going on with inflation and energy prices and excessive spending. It's, you know, try looking at that, a father of a 26-year-old. You know, the dead on our kids and our grandchildren, Maggie sat on the sideline and done nothing. I mean, Biden's economic policies, they're leaving people more dependent on government than on themselves, and Maggie's done nothing about it. I think it's pretty obvious what's going on. Our economy is in trouble. Our borders are wide open. Crime is rampant, and we depend on Russia for our energy needs. I think the people can easily see that they were better off a year ago than they are today.
Senator Chuck Morse, Republican, U.S. Senate candidate. Let me ask you, looking at Senator Hassan, and again, former governor, someone you know, are you surprised given the lack of approval ratings and the direction of the country and Joe Biden's polling numbers after 1 year in office are, let's just say, they're hardly enviable. And they're on the weak side going into the midterms. Are you surprised at times, whether it's on the Build Back Better or the federal voting rights bills, that Maggie Hassan hasn't kind of tried to be more like Senator Manchin of West Virginia and a little more moderate looking at the midterms and sort of breaking away from what appears to be an unpopular president at this point? Are you surprised or not?
I think I've made it perfectly clear. Maggie Hassan could be the one vote that makes a difference in Washington, just like she sees from her colleagues. And even when we just looked at the money that they're sending to New Hampshire right now on infrastructure, we're rated 51st. That's right, 51st out of 50, because Washington, D.C. got more money than we got. I think Maggie has forgot about New Hampshire. We need to bring New Hampshire to Washington, not Washington's New Hampshire.
Senator Morse, whether or not it's a top issue of voters or not, we don't know what the spring will hold in this ancillary federal case in the Supreme Court with Roe versus Wade. But it's very clear to me, Senator Morse, again, joining us, GMI Studios, Good Morning New Hampshire this morning. Very clear to me, Senator Morse, that the Democrat State Party and Democrats are going to try and make abortion and that issue a key issue in the incumbents in the midterms already with incumbent Governor Chris Sununu. They've called the bill that passed as part of the budget, basically banning late-term abortions in New Hampshire, calling it the Sununu abortion ban. So in the governor's race, they're trying to raise, even though the governor says he's pro-choice, they're trying to raise question about that. They pointed to executive council funding of Planned Parenthood refusals, and basically abortion, I think the Democrats locally are going to try and make an issue. Where are you on that issue? What is your position for voters to know?
First of all, Jack, I've been pro-life, and the recently passed New Hampshire law, it allows women 6 months to make a decision regarding their pregnancy, and that's the part that Maggie Hassan has lied about, while at the same time protecting the unborn from the horror of late-term abortion, which I believe the public wants and wants us to fight for in New Hampshire, and that's what we did. And for the first time in decades, we passed that legislation.
Senator Morse, a lot of people may know you in the State House. I've said for years on this show, people may not know it, but the way our governance is set up in New Hampshire, the Senate president is often the most powerful or most influential architect on things like the budget. We've had very prominent state Senate presidents in the past who've maybe wanted to run for governor or another office. But the U.S. Senate's a reach, and my question is, how do you get known to people outside of the Gold Dome and the State House who don't know Chuck Morse? And just tell us a little bit about yourself. What is your business background? What made you want to run for the state Senate? Just a little bit about where you are in life, where you live, and a little bit about you, because a lot of people beyond Concord may not know you.
Yeah, Jack, and I think one thing that is pretty obvious, that I've always been a quiet guy, and I think I've been pretty effective. You mentioned some of the strengths that I have about budget. I mean, I think everybody looks to me to make sure that we do what Washington isn't doing. They want people in New Hampshire that are workhorses, not show horses, and that's how I've run my whole life. I gave back to the community by serving on boards down here in Salem and in the area, and then from there I went on to be a selectman and then a town moderator and a state representative, and I've served for 8 years as Senate President, the longest serving state Senate President in New Hampshire. I've done it because the way New Hampshire works is we go to Concord, we do our job, and we come home and earn a living. But when we go to Concord, we bring that same small business attitude with us when we go up there and fought for the people in New Hampshire. I think I've done that right along, and I've given back the whole time, and I think as moving on to the U.S. Senate, it is no different. I intend to bring that same New Hampshire attitude to Washington, because I want to make it perfectly clear. Right now, it's Washington being pushed down on New Hampshire, and that's not acceptable.
Senator Morse, before we let you go, I appreciate your time this morning on our network, News Talk Network of stations. Good morning, New Hampshire. Chuck Morse, Republican U.S. Senate candidate now. Kevin Smith, one of your challengers who announced Saturday, has resigned as Londonderry Town Manager, and I believe, I'm not certain, he's going to resign or has resigned his post as Chairman of the Pease Redevelopment or Development Authority, the Pease over at the Pease former base, now privatized as well, of course, the Air Guard, but resigned his post with the Pease Development Authority. Are you going to resign your state Senate seat?
No, I was elected by the people in District 22, and the state of New Hampshire has elected me to be Senate President, and I'm going to continue to do that.
Senator Morse, thanks for joining us on this Monday morning. We appreciate it. Make it a great one. We'll get you back again soon right here on Good Morning New Hampshire. Thank you, Senator.
Thanks for having me, Jack.